Beloved brothers and sisters in Christ, dear friends, and especially all ministering brethren, may God bless you. As you know, by God's grace, we do have special meetings on every first Sunday in a month, and also the Saturday that goes with it. We always look back to the things God has accomplished by His Word, by His Holy Spirit in the redeemed. If we do look upon the congregation from all over Europe, sometimes over 30 nationalities are represented, and the preaching is being translated into 12 different languages simultaneously, so that everybody present can hear the Word of God in their own language. Beloved, as you know, I had the great privilege in my lifetime to know the Lord personally already since 1949. And then, of course, when Brother Branham came to Germany in 1955, I saw Bible days with my own eyes. I'm a witness that Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Since 1958, I heard every sermon Brother Branham preached in the USA, and I'm acquainted with the message of the hour. I've just finished writing a manuscript answering 32 questions presented to me by brethren in the end time message. Some are very critical. I've tried to be honest, but the answer might not always be satisfactory to each individual, but I trust God to be pleased with it. Then we look into the time and the things which are now taking place, whether it's in politics, in commerce, in religion, in Israel, among the nations. We can truthfully say it's not only the end time, it is the end of the end time. And the great things which Brother Branham expected, being connected to the spoken word ministry, will take place shortly. The time is upon us, and we do realize that we need to wake up and expect the supernatural to take place. Then something else, as we have come to know, especially the Pentecostal movement has celebrated the 100 years of their existence, commemorating the great event of Azusa Street in April 1906, when the Holy Spirit fell, especially under the ministry of our beloved brother. He was a chosen man of God. His skin was dark, but his heart was white. God used William Seymour in a very special way. And we understand the time went on. We came to know about Mr. Wigglesworth, Mr. Price. We came to know about others, the Jeffrey brethren. We came to know about many. And then we came to know about William Branham, a man sent from God who was used since 1946 in a very, very special way. And beloved, what really touches my heart is this. According to the official report, we now have 589 million Pentecostals and charismatic people on earth. The next to the Roman Catholic Church is the Pentecostal movement. 589 million, according to the statistics. My question is, and will be, how many of these Pentecostals match Acts 2:38? Repent, everyone, and be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of your sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. Today, everybody goes along with saying a few words or syllables that they don't understand themselves. It's no language like it was originally. At the first outpouring of the Holy Spirit, it was a complete language that was spoken, and 16 different nationalities were present at the outpouring of the Holy Spirit on the day of Pentecost, and everyone heard them speak in their own language. A true baptism of the Holy Spirit is, of course, a true experience of the infilling of the Holy Spirit. And then, the Holy Spirit gives utterance to the words that are spoken. Every child of God, truly filled with the Holy Spirit, speaks another language, never known and never heard, not just repeating a few broken up words or syllables that you hear today being repeated all over the world in all the charismatic meetings. That is not a scriptural baptism of the Holy Spirit. I want you to search the Word of God, Acts 2. I want you to search Acts chapter 8, also chapter 10, and especially chapter 11, and also chapter 19. A true infilling of the Holy Spirit is not man-made. It's the act of the Holy Spirit filling you with the divine life and power of God. And then, of course, you're not the same person anymore, and your tongue is sanctified and purified by the holy fire of God. Beloved, let me conclude in saying this. By God's grace, I'm still traveling to the nations of the world, as I did in the past 40 years. And I'm grateful to Almighty God for the first weekend meetings we have here, and for all who are listening in, who can tune in and can be with us and join us in the sharing of the Word of God and the blessings of the Almighty. May the Bible pattern forever be valid and respected in our spiritual lives. One Lord, one faith, one baptism. Everything back to the Bible. God bless you. Please remember me in your prayers. This is Brother Frank greeting you from the International Mission Center in Krefeld, Germany. The dear Lord be with you all. In Jesus' holy name, amen.